Pat, if you are ready to come forward, and Patricia, if you're ready. It's not every day that we get to have a baptism for little ones or for ones that are young at heart. Okay. If you would join with me on page 33 within your hymnals for the baptismal covenant number one. Brothers and sisters of Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's empty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we acknowledge the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledged what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Today, we have one for baptism. Who do we have today, Pat?
Patricia and Tracy.
Patricia and Tracy for baptism. So, I have questions again. Some questions for you and some questions for them, because they're making covenant with you today. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, this is your whole new family.
Good.
Yeah, this is the family members of God. So, as members of Christ's universal church, I ask you, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all your in your power to strengthen its ministries? If so, answer, I will.
Yeah.
As a member of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, by your presence, even if it's on TV? And your gifts and your service? If so, answer, I will.
I will.
Okay. So, the rest of you, members of the household of God, I commend this person to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. Bottom of page 38, folks. We give thanks for all. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Ah, I jumped. That's what happened. I'm so sorry. Well, let's go back here. On page 34, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
All right. Will you, the rest of you, will you nurture this person in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, all of you need to answer, I will. According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? If so, answer, I will. Will you, and then jump over to the next page. Do you as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, answer, we do. Will you nurture one another in Christian faith and life and include this person now before you in your care? Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Amen. Born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? The Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water, and after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. And when you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit and bless this gift of water and she who receives it, to wash away her sin and clothe her in righteousness through her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in its final victory. Now, this looks like a tiny little thing, and it is a tiny little thing. And if you were up close, I'll even show you. See all that? Mm-hmm. That's what settles from the Jordan River down in it.
Wow.
This is Jordan River water that I brought back in 2017 with me. And every time I do a baptism, I put a little bit in it. Doesn't make it any holier, but it makes a really good story. Patricia, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you already made the covenant with her in the very beginning of the service. But why don't you just give her a round of applause and welcome? And Pat, being our lay leader, she's coming to welcome you officially into the congregation.
Our new sister in Christ.
So when we have communion in a little bit, would you mind coming back up so everybody can greet you?
Maybe.
Okay. You can wave at her. How's that? Yep. There you go.